WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q
Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Texas border town of Eagle Pass is issuing an emergency declaration to help combat the overwhelming number of illegal immigrants coming in. Over the last weekend, the total number of arrests along the southwest border topped 35,000. That's an average of nearly 9,000 a day. September numbers are on track to potentially set a new all-time record. Illegal immigrants have burst into a southern Mexico asylum office demanding papers. Correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Throngs of migrants, mostly from Haiti, knocked over metal barricades and rushed into the office in the city of Tapachula, pushing past National Guard officers and police stationed at the office. Some of the migrants were trampled in the rush. Authorities later convinced many to leave. The tension comes as asylum claims in Mexico have skyrocketed, reaching over 100,000 so far this year. Mexico is on track to receive more asylum applications this year than ever before, as the flow of migrants threatens to overwhelm governments of several Latin American countries along the migratory route. I'm Norman Hall.
The United Auto Workers Union is threatening to expand its strike against Detroit's Big Three this Friday, but there is some progress being reported in labor negotiations. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis say they want to settle the strike and have avoided directly criticizing the union's escalation threat. Meantime, the Canadian union, Unifor, says it's now reached a tentative agreement with Ford to avert a strike at several plants in Canada. So far, the strike is limited to about 13,000 workers at a Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan, a GM factory in Wentzville, Missouri, and a Stellantis plant in Toledo, Ohio. However, layoffs are starting to occur at other locations as the strike crimps the supply chain. I'm Ben Thomas.
More at townhall.com.
We all know Joe Biden isn't getting the job done and too often is making things worse.
That's conservative business leader Doug Burgum, one of America's most successful governors. Raised with small-town values, Burgum built a billion-dollar company, creating thousands of jobs. As governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum cut taxes, balanced the budget, and helped pass term limits.
Where we come from, when something isn't working, you stop and you try something new. That's common sense. Joe Biden has got to go.
As president, Doug Burgum will unleash American energy and end Biden's inflation. He'll secure the border to stop the flow of illegal drugs. And Burgum will rebuild our military to win the Cold War with China.
Do you believe that the economy, energy, and national security are critical to our nation's future? Remember, that's why I'm running for president.
Best of America PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.bestofamericapac.com.
Some California lawmakers want humans to be present in self-driving trucks.
The legislation would require a human to be present in the trucks during the testing period. Proponents of the bill demonstrated outside the state capitol on Tuesday after the legislation's approval in the legislature. They say it's needed as a safety measure, but opponents of the proposal say self-driving vehicles that are already on roads in California are rarely at fault in serious accidents. The Newsom administration has said it could push companies that make self-driving vehicles out of state. Keith Peters reporting.
West Point is being sued by the same group that filed lawsuits ending affirmative action at colleges and universities. The Supreme Court's June ruling that struck down race-based admission policies did not apply to military academies. Students for Fair Admissions argues in the lawsuit that West Point's use of race in the admissions process is unconstitutional. News and analysis at townhall.com. House conservatives sink GOP-backed bills to fund the Pentagon amid Republican infighting.
The GOP-led House failed Tuesday to bring the defense spending bill up for debate after five conservatives voted with Democrats to torpedo the procedural vote, dealing a major blow to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California. The House voted 214 to 212 to kill the so-called, quote, rules vote on the nearly $900 billion Pentagon spending bill amid intra-party division on how to deal with the looming government shutdown and questions about the House Speaker's efforts to cut spending. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Federal prosecutors are announcing new charges after the tragic death of a one-year-old boy at a Bronx daycare after he was exposed to fentanyl. The attorney says the daycare owner and her tenant are now being charged. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 51. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 54. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 51 overnight. Wish a top off around 78 tomorrow. Lows level off around 54 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 57.
Bury me in Georgia.
T-shirt in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you.
So Kelsey Ballerini reveals she slid into Chase Stokes' DMs to wish him happy birthday. And that's how this new budding relationship started. I wonder how Kelsey and Kenny got together for this one.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Mm-hmm. long talk, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Oh, rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, hey, mama, rock me. Oh, so rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, hey, mama, rock me, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, yeah, yeah, mama, you can rock me, rock me.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Virgin Mind on You, Wagon Wheel before that with Darius Rutgers, Penrod. I've always joked that I really don't have a very stressful job. I don't, thank God, because I think I handle stress well, but I don't think I could put up with a ton of stress in my job. And this is a good thing I just read. Men in stressful jobs who feel underappreciated are actually twice as likely to develop heart disease. So if you're a boss and you know you're a boss of a man in a stressful job, make sure you show some appreciation. You could be saving his life.
Hey, man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because let's get real. I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful featured businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
We're going to show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
World famous.
98Q Country.
Wish I could
back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine.
Country.com.
Chris Stapleton with White Horse. If you haven't heard, Chris Stapleton is part of the new Monday Night Football theme. It was debuted the other night. It's a cover of Phil Collins' song In the Air Tonight. Features Mr. Chris Stapleton and Snoop D-O-double-G in it. Snoop Dogg is in there. It's actually not terrible. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. There's a video up on the YouTube.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 51. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 54. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 51 overnight. Wish a top off around 78 tomorrow. Lows level off around 54 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 56.
Turn that bottle up.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks, you found the right station.
98Q Country.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeps keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? Girl, playing with five of eight, too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. We say that it ain't no thing. We say it in the telephone.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I run from prejudice, I run from pessimism, but I run.
disaster, so I run.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
McCollum with Burn It Down. Well, a lot of people think that when Elon Musk took over Twitter, now X, he was burning it down to the ground. Well, things keep going. Well, it seemed to be that way. Elon Musk says he plans on starting to charge users a small monthly fee on the platform. He claims it's the only way to fight bots. He didn't say when it'll start or how much he will charge, but that looks like it's coming in the near future. I deleted my Twitter, or my X, I should say. Because I never tweeted, and I just thought it was getting out of hand. And the only problem is now I have a hole where that was on my phone. I'm short one app now, so things don't balance out, and it's kind of annoying me.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client?
maybe an outdated news article, or sensitive personal information about your family. Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Pulls us over, I'll turn on the charm. You'll be in the slammer.